minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, Wednesday, January 26, 2022. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. For those of you who have not signed up to get our email blasts, you can just go to thepowerhour.com and do that. And you'll be able to get our updates in case you missed anything. You get the archives, the show replays, everything you need right there. Just go to thepowerhour.com and click on that. While you're at it, click on the Support Us tab and make a little donation, too, because that's what keeps us alive, as well as helping us out at the Power Mall. That is, you hear all these commercials that we play, and we are having specials, of course. We got to tell you those things. 10% off the following: Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance, iComplex CS, Strauss Naturals, and OptiVita products. That's right. As a matter of fact, this week we're going to have Frank Davis back on from OptiVita. Talk to him. Living Streams 2-ounce probiotic, also 20% off, 30% off Essential Digested Plus. Grown by Nature, 20% off the Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60-count caps. These discounts are good while supplies last, in addition to our buy one, get one free on Tranquil. So the thing that we always talk about in this hour, we have open lines and news. That's right. We'll be joined by Marjorie. That's right. Marjorie Wildcraft is going to begin from thegrownetwork.org. And we're going to be talking a lot about how to grow lots of food in a grid down situation. I know. People go, Dave, are you going to talk about EMP again? You know, I always do. I always resort to that because of some things that are happening in the news we're going to talk about. First off, you know that the lame brain in the White House opened his mouth and started a major brouhaha with this little incursion remark. And as a result of that, the people inside of NATO are getting very skittish. And I'm talking about Croatian President Zoran Milanovic. RT is reporting he blamed the U.S. for escalating the crisis, said his country is going to stay out of the conflict. With tensions growing on the border between Russia and Ukraine, Croatian President Milanovic basically said Zagreb is going to pull its troops out of NATO contingents stationed in the region. They're not going to even get involved because, you know, NATO is going to try to come to the aid, even though Ukraine is not a part of it. Folks, I don't know about you, but, you know, being from the Vietnam era, this is a very serious thing. We just got out of one fiasco trying to play world cop, only to get ourselves in the middle of another one. Really? And you're going to send 8,500 troops over there and put them in harm's way? Really? After we just had a disastrous exit from Afghanistan? We're really going to do that? Wow. You know, but the thing is, now Croatia is not going to have anything to do with this thing. You watch other NATO countries that are involved are going to start shrugging their shoulders. You know, Germany's been very quiet so far on the whole thing. NATO, speaking of which, took control of a U.S. aircraft carrier group this week as part of a pre-planned military exercise for the first time since the Cold War. Allied ships from the NATO Naval Striking and Support Forces Command and the U.S. Sixth Fleet initiated a series of patrolling activities across the Mediterranean within the framework of Neptune Strike 2022. Oh, my. We got the USS Harry S. Truman out there. Their carrier strike group entered the Mediterranean Sea January 21st. Oh, do I have a feeling that this is going to be one of these shows of force? Yes, we'll move our battle group in. Yeah, you watch them, and then Russia will and China will start moving in their missile batteries into Cuba and Venezuela and Africa and various other places where they can get to us easy. They have their shows of force, too. I don't know what it is about the people in the White House, Lame Brain and his sidekick Giggles. I don't know what they've got up their sleeve, or Ron Klain or any of the other band of malcontents, miscreants, that basically think that, you know, these bureaucrats and everybody else that's running the shift show should be allowed to do. I think it's nutty that we even get involved in this. We all know that the Ukraine is not even a NATO member. Yet now, because of this little incursion remark, you know, I mean, the little incursion remark really makes the stupid son of a bitch against Peter Ducey from Fox News look minuscule. because now look what they're doing. We have troop deployments and military buildup. This is not a good thing for anybody. Russia wants Ukraine back into the fold. It's lining up to come in and fight us. And after losing 80 some odd billion dollars worth of military hardware upon the exiting of Afghanistan, they now want to bring billions of dollars worth of armament into the Ukraine. They must think we have deep pockets. We'll talk about that here in a bit. CNN, of course, with the Communist News Network, is reporting Burkina Faso's army. This is a coup right now. They've detained the president. This is Burkina Faso. We don't know too much about this. We're taking half of what we hear with a grain of salt. They're, you know, especially when it's Reuters and CNN talking about various countries out there and what's going on. You know, we don't have boots on the ground other than what the military, or I'm talking about the media that supports all of this garbage, is reporting. So I don't put a lot of truth in half this stuff. They're saying that Burkina Faso's president, Kabore, has not been seen in public since fighting broke out last Sunday around the presidential palace. So this is basically a West African country that doesn't really get a whole lot of press. And now all of a sudden, they're getting press. And who's giving it to them? Well, our mainstream media that doesn't deserve the time of day, that's got crappy ratings in the first place. And we come around to why Marjorie Wildcraft is talking about grid down situations. The Cato Institute this morning reported that North Korea's missile program is moving forward. Kim Jong-un's regime already conducting four ballistic missile tests so far this year, including two tests of a new maneuverable warhead called a hypersonic glide vehicle. Jane, stop this crazy thing! Remember that from the Jetsons? Yeah, well, they got a flying car out now, too, believe it or not. You know, we're moving to this age of technology where things are nutty. Well, it's not funny that North Korea has a hypersonic glide vehicle, because there is nothing stopping them, if you've seen the looks of these things, from delivering a warhead over the middle of America and detonating it 275 miles up in the atmosphere and putting us all in the dark ages. So I would say, if you have the chance to sit down, here's a solution for you. Don't panic. If an EMP hits, you're going to be prepared, like most of our listeners who are listening to what we're saying. I understand there are some of you out there that think I'm a little on too far to the right. Well, I've seen too far to the right, and we're going to be talking about that here in our news segment. And if you want to talk to me, 844-769-2944 is the number to call, given what has happened and the border yesterday, with us talking to Samuel Hall with the Patriots for America militia. We're going to have a gubernatorial candidate, Alan West, he's a retired lieutenant colonel, on our show tomorrow morning. First thing, we'll preempt the news to bring him on, because he's a very busy man out campaigning, like Don Huffines, who we have had on the show. Both of them have taken issue with what Greg Abbott has done. And to hear yesterday that when I asked Samuel Hall the question about the border wall that Greg Abbott is building and getting hit with, oh, it's a 6-foot-high chain link fence. When I contacted Alan West's PR crew and told him what we had heard, the PR head said, my dog can jump that. I'm like, yeah, see, that's what I'm afraid of, because see, they're cutting through the stuff like butter and just stinking in the country. These people are coming equipped with bolt cutters. I mean, come on, really? I'm wondering where that $54 million worth of donated money is actually being spent, if we're just putting up 6-foot-high chain link fence. Yeah, see, at the border, yeah, we got the chain link fence and we can get through it with the bolt cutters. Yeah. Yeah, nobody's got to be back at the car wash by midnight either, but hey, they're coming through by the thousands. some fairly interesting news here. The Biden administration, all of a sudden, after they've been hit left and right with lawsuits, decided, you know, we're going to have to kind of back off this OSHA mandate for private businesses with 100 more employees. Today they issued the order and the announcement in the Federal Register. It's going to withdraw that rule, known as the Emergency Temporary Standard, which required companies to make employees either get the jab or submit to weekly testing while wearing masks in the workplace. Not that it does any good, and neither does the weekly COVID testing. For those of you who are writing in commenting that we might not have mentioned it, well, we have. There's enough scientific evidence out there, folks, showing that the PCR tests can pick up all sorts of residue in the back of your nasopharynx when they shove that swab up there, leaving behind potentially harmful carcinogenic materials in your nasal cavity. Gee, how disconcerting is that, right? Makes you just want to run out and get a PCR test. These things are 94% guaranteed to give you a false positive. And maybe that's what Sarah Palin got the other day when they tested her. You know, and they all fall for it. You know who's drinking the Kool-Aid by what they're saying. Even Fox News drinks the Kool-Aid. They have doctors on there like Nicole Sapphire and Mark Siegel. All these doctors they have on there, they're all talking, oh, yeah, we got the vax. Everybody needs to get the vax. No, you don't. Just like Reagan in the drug wars, just say no. That's how it works. So now this directive, not having the mandate, really doesn't mean anything because the healthcare workers are still fighting this. And you know the lady that's the Speaker of the House that looks like Michael Jackson on a bad makeup day? Well, guess what? She's running for re-election again this year. You folks need to pounce on that and rally the troops and vote her out of office. She does not need to be there, even though she said her term as House Speaker would be her last. This woman is on a power trip, and she will stop at nothing if offered the job again. I can guarantee you that. This woman is a power monger, and it's all about the children. It's all about the children. Did you see that gobbledygook? Yeah, we need to vaccinate all the children so they can't have children because we need to cut the population down because of climate change. Yeah, Nancy, I think you're living in a dream world. This is not going to happen because parents are rising up, and frankly, Nancy, they don't like you, especially our listeners here on the Power Hour. And if you do, please call our show at 844-769-2944 and tell us why you think Nancy Pelosi has made all this money off of what we suspect is insider trading. I mean, they busted Martha Stewart, but yet Nancy Pelosi gets to skate. She gets all this inside information. They put stock deals together. She's made millions of dollars in the last few years because of the power trip. She's making money. Why would they want to give that up? This is why, you know, we go back to that saying by British Lord Acton, absolute power corrupts absolutely. The Communist News Network is also announcing here the San Jose, California City Council voted Tuesday night to adopt a first-in-the-nation ordinance requiring most gun owners to pay a fee and carry liability insurance. Measures aimed at reducing the risk of gun harm by incentivizing safer behavior and easing taxpayers of the financial burden of gun violence. Oh, my foot. This is another way to grab revenue out of law-abiding citizens and force them to have to buy insurance, which most of them have with their homeowners. Now, I'm trying to get a couple of different speakers. There are insurance companies out there that actually will insure you based on the use of your firearm, if it's done in self-defense. So if you have to use a firearm, they actually, there's liability insurance out there that will come to your aid unlimited. I mean, we're talking Kyle Rittenhouse defense for free. And basically, it is an annual fee that you pay, and you get liability insurance so that if, in fact, you have to use your weapon in self-defense, you have unlimited defense attorneys at your beck and call. You just have to make one telephone call to 911 and one telephone call to the 24/7 hotline of these insurance carriers, and they got you covered. And they actually provide instruction, gun safety, all sorts of stuff, despite what these people in Silicon Valley have in their craw. And this is what the Democratic Mayor Sam Liccardo from San Jose said, that the residents there incur about $442 million in gun-related costs each year. And, you know, here's a problem. You know, these gun owners are going to be charged an annual $25 fee directed to a nonprofit set up to distribute funds to gun crime prevention and victims of gun violence. Yeah. Well, like I said, depends on the individual and whether or not you're trigger happy. You definitely would need liability insurance. And of course, if you don't, in Silicon Valley, in the city of San Jose, California, you are subject to fines, could have your firearms impounded, subject to a due process hearing, lower premiums for those with gun safes, trigger locks, and completed gun safety classes are expected to incentivize safer behavior. I think most people that have that own firearms that have been stocking up on ammo and food already know how to use their weapon, and they're not going to just hand it to their teenager to go to school and blow the place up. It's just not going to happen. These people are responsible. There's only a few people I know of that aren't, like the parents of the kid in Michigan that shot up his school and killed four and wounded six. So, wanted to let you know about the Western Journal's report on the FBI raiding the COVID testing company that was accused of providing false or deceptive test results. According to The Hill, the government has sent more than $124 million to reimburse the Center for COVID Control for conducting these tests. They gathered more than 80,000 tests a day from over 300 locations across 26 states, according to The Hill. Oh, my. And these tests are 94% false positive guaranteed. That's even the CDC is reporting they're ineffective. Yet everybody wants one. They're all lining up because they're all scared. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Repeat after me. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yes. Who? Follow the Olympic Road. Follow the Olympic Road. Yeah. These people are living in a dream world, folks. They have drunk the Kool-Aid. And we talk about this left-wing garbage. Let's move to the right. All the way to the right. Fox reporting. And this is just amazing. A newly proposed piece of legislation in South Carolina suggests making it a criminal offense to anybody, against anyone, that asks about a person's vaccination status. Under the proposed Don't Ask Bill, House Bill 4848, you ask someone if they're vaccinated, that could be considered a misdemeanor. That's right, punishable by a fine of not more than $14,000 or imprisonment for not more than 1 year. You want to talk about ultra-right authoritarian behavior? Well, you can contact upstate Representative William Bill Chumley, Republican District 35, one of the co-sponsors of the bill, and say, what are you thinking? And Chumley, of course, says that this represents a freedom and job protection issue. South Carolina didn't want to get into this fight. It was brought to us by the federal government. I don't care. That doesn't give you the right to overreact, Bill. Chumley says he blames a large part of the current labor shortage on vaccine mandates. I think he's probably got a point there, but the problem is that it's the vaccinated people that are causing all the problem. Latin America, we're just finding out now, has the highest vaccinated country. Latin America suffers a massive spike in COVID-19. Believe it or not, it is nutty the way this whole thing works, folks. Anybody, I mean, we're reporting it all over the world. I mean, Israel has it, and, you know, it doesn't matter what country you're talking about. Bolivia, Chile, all of that, you know, all of the areas around Latin America and South America are now reporting huge spikes among vaccinated people. So you gotta wonder, when I said a long time ago about these vaccines Why would you take something that would give you COVID? Why would you do that? And by the way, you know, we told you about the southern border. What happened to the U.S.-Canada border? Four people were found frozen dead. Wow. Yeah, down below, they're crispy critters. And they, because of the heat problem, of course, now Texas this time of year has probably got a little colder than usual. Canadian authorities on Wednesday found the bodies of four people, including a baby and a teenager, near the border with North Dakota and Minnesota. It appears they froze to death while trying to cross into the U.S. on foot in the middle of a blizzard. You see how desperate people are trying to get in this country. And then they got the nerve to put together an ultra-right authoritarian misdemeanor charge of nearly 14,000 in fines just by asking somebody, did you get the vax? Labor law attorney Jeremy Summerlin said he believes the whole idea is far-fetched. This, I don't know, will even make it out of committee, folks. It's that out there. They're going to water it down like everybody else does. It's their policies, folks. This is what the problem is. We've heard that from guests on our program before. You know, we had Patrick Wood on, and he said, look, until these people change their policies, till these governments change their policies, we are not going to be free. We have to force their hand. A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled this week that drop boxes can be used in next month's primary elections, blocking a lower court that concluded election officials lack the authority to allow the ballot containers. The parties appealing the ruling have more than the mere possibility of success on the merits, according to the three-judge panel in the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. Factors weighing in favor of blocking the lower court order include the February 15th primaries already being in progress. The panel said, siding with the Wisconsin's Elections Commission, this is crazy. I see ballot stuffing again. We're going to continue with our news and your phone calls after the break. Stay with us.
Began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Wednesday. Yes, hump day. For those of you out there, January 26, 2022, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. Our telephone number, 844-769-2944. If you're listening to us right now, we are live and you can call in. If you're listening to us at any other date and time, it's pre-recorded. You're listening to an archive of the show. Now, we talked about the gobbledygook about these Wisconsin primaries, because it is a swing state. You know, they're going to be pulling all the chicanery that they can. Their attorney general is a Democrat. He basically said the ruling will stop new barriers to voting from being imposed and almost certainly prevent some Wisconsinites from being disenfranchised in the upcoming February elections. Well, here's a problem I have with that whole thing. You know, when you have any kind of impropriety insinuation at all, a lot of people feel disenfranchised, Mr. Call. I don't know what you think you're trying to prove by making statements like that. I think a lot of us know better given what happened November of 2020, right? And Mercola has published an article that I find is a solution type article. We're going to include that on your email blast, and please, I hope you subscribe by going to thepowerhour.com and doing that. The end goal of vaccine passports is to surveil and collect not only medical information, but also tracking your financial transactions, political affiliations, religious and philosophical beliefs, and more. Disguised as a tool for convenience and safety, digitized IDs, such as mobile driver's license, are going to be embedded into everyday life, used to control everything from food and sustainability to travel and mobility. And there is still time, however, to stop the imposition of totalitarian control worldwide, according to investigative journalist Corey Lynn, who shared 22 ways to stop vaccine passports. And I've got that list right here that we are actually going to read to you and discuss them. And then we're going to put them out on the email blast that you're going to get, which we send out dutifully. We are that good. Number one is not to comply with getting the jab, whether or not you're coerced, bribed, guilted, intimidated, or manipulated in complying. Corey Lynn seems to think civil disobedience is necessary. Well, that might be nice as long as they don't kick in your door with the attempt to assault you. That's the one thing. It's assault. We've had people on, former AUSAs, that's assistant U.S. attorneys, who basically say that grabbing somebody and giving them the jab is assault, and that includes your kids. They have not given you informed consent. They don't understand what is going on. You offer them a slice of pizza for a jab. What do you think they're going to do? Yeah, this isn't Jackass, folks. You know, we're not eating Tide Pods here. This is serious stuff. Number two is to contact your investment advisor or asset manager and identify all the woke companies involved in vaccine passports and pushing the agenda, like Tyson. Tell them you no longer want to support them. Coke. There's a whole bunch of wokers out there. That's basically, you don't want to be involved in supporting them financially. Back off of those stocks if you're invested in them. That's number two. Number three, avoid all digital identities and vaccine ID passports offered by banks, driver's license facilities, and other industries as a means of increasing access or convenience. Number four, tell your friends, family, acquaintances about the real goal of digital identities, which is to put you on the blockchain to surveil and control your every move. Blockchain, I've got gobs and gobs of articles, and I'm talking about into the tens of dozens. Blockchain is there. It's in existence. It's very difficult to manipulate, and they're going to use it to control. There are 3,081 sheriffs in the United States who should be contacted by phone. You contact them by phone, email, and mail. You contact them and insist that they refuse to enforce illogical or illegal demands. This is what we mean about community support. And if you don't, if your sheriff says, nope, I'm going to enforce whatever mandates come about, then you vote him out of office. You tell him you're going to do it before you do it. Not a threat. Wait till you see the signs that go up, sheriff. Vote for your opponent. Number six, share messages of truth. You got to share the message. Get the word out around your community. Spread the word using flyers, postcards, stickers, or swag with a message. Number seven, don't support establishments that require a proof of shot or negative test. If you do, give them a card that reads, I will not be a human experiment of a gene therapy jab for a virus that has a 99.98% survival rate. And if they say, we don't care, you turn around and walk off. I've done it before. It's not hard. Email your state rep to block vaccine passports and digital IDs. Support and consider donating to those who are taking action against injection mandates and passports. Number nine, move your money from large banks to small family-owned banks and small credit unions. If only 10% of the people did this, it would create a massive shift. I don't know why. I got away from Wells Fargo because I was sick and tired of paying for their furniture in their banks, because I discovered what they were doing was when I would have outstanding checks and I had a deposit pending, they would hit my account first with the checks before they would credit the deposit. If they'd have done it the other way around, everything would have been fine. A lot of people do that. They start writing checks as soon as they think that their, deposit has been put in the bank. And then they come to find out that they tried to process all the checks first and then assessed a bunch of NSF fees. That's why I said, you know what? I think it's time to go to a different bank. And that's what I did. Small family-owned banks, small credit unions, they're out there. Just do a little research. Number 10, build family or community energy and food systems. We're talking about like what the Mennonites do out there in suburban Philly, out in the rural areas of eastern Pennsylvania. I've driven by them, and I see giant greenhouses. CLTs are really good for that, folks. We have posted on the Power Hour the Community Land Trust package. It's like 600 pages once you open everything up. Tells you how to do it. Hopefully, if you want my involvement, you'll contact me directly at support@thepowerhour.com, and I can assist you in getting some of this stuff done and accomplished, including building homes that are, well, let's put it this way. They last a long time, way longer than stick and brick houses. And we can even build tiny homes, too, if you are so inclined to build for veterans. Number 11, boycott Amazon and the big box stores that are building the infrastructure to enslave humanity. Number 12, use as much cash as possible. Why is that? Well, anybody that's in the underground economy knows it allows you to avoid being tracked via your bank account. And it keeps your spending behaviors from being analyzed and used to manipulate industries, supply chains, and markets. As far as your cell phone goes, this is where they follow you everywhere because, oh, my God, we've stopped reading maps. And now what we're doing is we have these apps on our phone that we're activating, and they are tracking you. These data tracking apps, you literally can go in your cell phone and look up these tracking apps, and they will list everywhere you have been. That's pretty scary. So leave your cell phone at home when you go out. Avoid any and all data tracking apps. Limit the personal data you share online, on paper, and anywhere else. Now, the reason that we do this also. We have a new story out. Conservative activist Brandon Straka sentenced to home detention and fined $5,000. And why? The 45-year-old Nebraskan was sentenced for his participation in the January 6th breach at the U.S. Capitol building. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich accused Straka of abusing his online platform to encourage people to attack on January 6th and defend the events that unfolded on that day. Election challenges are fought in the courts, not by storming the Capitol, Friedrich said, calling Straka's use of social media deeply disturbing. This is what he did. Democrat-turned-Republican Straka pleaded guilty in October to disorderly conduct charge, a misdemeanor with a maximum penalty of 6 months in jail. So he gets 3 months of wearing an ankle bracelet and a $5,000 fine. He founded the Walkaway Movement, which encourages disenchanted Democrats and liberals to move to the right. The former hairstylist in 2018 posted a video titled "Why I Left the Democrat Party," which, of course, went viral. But you see, when you go online and you start sharing stuff like this, this guy didn't even go on January 6th. He just posted the stuff online on his social media platform. That's all it took for them to come get him. This is what they do, folks. Now they got his number. Not just for the home detention for 3 months, but until that fine is paid off. They got his number. Number 15, call your senators and demand they oppose the federal vaccine database bill, H.R. 550, which would allow the development of a federal vaccination registry. Oh, wow. That's something we definitely got to do. Avoid purchasing smart products of any kind, smart TVs, Alexa devices, any of these. They are listening to everything you say. Sometimes I'm sitting there talking to somebody and all of a sudden Siri pops up and wants to know what I want. Yeah, if that's the case, they're listening. Establish financial security outside the system, such as by learning or teaching trade skills and establishing networking and teamwork opportunities for people to build and work together within their local community. Number 18, clear as many debts as you can. There are a lot of people out there. In fact, on the Power Mall, I have a book called The Credit Restoration Primer, and I discuss that very thing. And I'm talking about that in my new book I'm working on right now. I'm just about done editing it. It's a 30-concept book of factual information called Doom to Repeat. And it talks all about what we can look forward to and why history repeats itself and those who are ignorant of it are condemned to repeat it. And it goes into grave detail about all the issues of today and what you can do to thwart them, sidestep them. Prepare yourself. Clearing the debts so you aren't beholden to anyone. A lot of people want to clear their credit reports. In this book, The Credit Restoration Primer, now in its fifth edition at the Power Mall, that is something you can use to actually make this work. You can delete all this garbage off your credit reports. Yes, it will take time, but you can do that. Close your accounts, get rid of them. Get them off there. A lot of people think that they can do all this and become invisible. It is possible, but you have to start attacking your addresses and all your private information, your personal identifying information first, then start attacking your trade line items. Now, how do I know this? Because I've done it. Maintaining resources, medical, legal, otherwise. Maintain a homeschool network. Fight COVID-19 tyranny. Stay updated on legal action and legislation in your state. Number 20, be aware it's not legal to require a person to get injected while it's still under emergency use authorization. Though the FDA has approved Pfizer's Comirnaty jab, Pfizer has chosen not to produce it here and instead are continuing to supply the EUA jab and lying to everybody about it, telling them that it's legal when it isn't. 21, be there for those who have received the injection or having adverse events, choosing not to get boosters. Also, understand that these hospitals are being incentivized to kill you. We're going to have Brian Artis on the show tomorrow to talk about what happened to his father-in-law. They killed him. They gave him remdesivir. We're going to tell you why that's a bad thing. And see, it's not just those having the adverse events. It's those that are getting COVID that are your loved ones. Be very careful. I would go to our website, thepowerhour.com, go to Syed Haider's contact information, download his COVID protocols, contact their clinic. get your loved one started on meds as soon as possible. That's what I would do. I'm not a medical doctor. That's why I say call him. They will help you. Help people, help your neighbors find the medical professionals and make them aware of what's happening. We talked to you about yesterday. We had on a advocate center. That is on your email blast you got this morning. We had a wonderful lady on from that show. And I met her in Dallas at the Clay Clark Convention. She runs a great, great care is what it's called. You can find it on your email blast that you just got. And visualize a better future. Because, see, if you don't start affirming and visualizing these corrupt individuals being stopped in their tracks, being arrested, being imprisoned, being charged, it's not going to happen. But you got to take action as well. I felt it was important to go into those 22 because you got to know. I don't want you to have to wait until tomorrow to open up the news story to find that out. Three people have pled out in California election fraud case. Three of six defendants pleaded no contest in alleged voter fraud conspiracy in California that may have flipped an election hinging on one vote. L.A. County Superior Court is holding a hearing Wednesday today in a separate civil case based on the same Compton City election to set a trial date. In a June runoff, Compton City Council member Isaac Galvan was reelected to the seat representing District 2, beating fellow Democrat Andre Spicer by 855 votes to 854 in the nonpartisan contest. In August, prosecutors charged Galvan, 34, with election fraud and bribery. It does happen, and they are doing something about it. Want to hear some monkey business? A Pennsylvania woman who came in contact with laboratory monkeys last week after a truck carrying them crashed has said she has now developed unusual symptoms. She does not have a craving for bananas, folks. The woman, Michelle Fallon, said she developed symptoms after the accident. Fallon wrote she sought emergency room treatment at Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania. Fallon told local media after the crash she believed the truck was carrying cats. However, when she approached the cages, a monkey appeared and hissed at her. What a day. I tried to help out in an accident, was told there were cats in the crates, and I go over to them to pet them, only to find out it's monkeys. Sounds like monkey business to me. What were they doing in those cages, folks? She tried to pet one. I touch the crates and walk in poop. Then I was told to meet police at the scene. Talk about exposure. News crew there, they thought they were CDC and all that. So she ends up doing individuals. Now she's sick. Symptoms are like COVID. Real day from hell. You know, that'll teach you next time to go petting what you think are cats. Wow. The monkey hissed at her. There were feces around. She did have an open cut. Wow. She's going to be on preventative medicine for 2 weeks. That's right. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, right? That's our true Gumpism for you, Michelle. The Cato Institute has some very interesting news out today. Spending, here's our Congress, budget busting build back better plan has been beaten back, but the finances are still badly broken. We have a Congress that is writing checks its body can't cash, spending money like a drunken sailor in a strip club. We are talking about, this is what it amounts to. The federal debt now stands at almost $24 trillion. That amounts to $187,000 for every household in the nation. You know, I got an interesting idea. You might want to share your thoughts on it. 844-769-2944. While we have a few minutes left, here's something interesting. Now, let's say that you decide you want to go file bankruptcy. Have you ever thought about discharging your share of the national debt? That $187,000 you're being told that every household owes? I wonder about that. You know, that's just like, and here I think of Andy Rooney, you know, remember on 60 Minutes, you know, they used to do that. Hello, I'm Andy Looney. If you ever wonder how far up Telly Savalas and Yul Brynner watch their foreheads, I wonder about that sometimes, you know, that guy. So, you gotta wonder about how you could discharge your share of the federal debt. is it really our business to have to pay that? We're not the ones that spent the money, folks. Think about that for a minute when you start your LLC and your full C Corp with the intention of not having to pay taxes. Think about that when you start up your own business. 844-769-2944. The activist post is reporting that in case you've been under a rock, you've likely noticed there's a little bit of a problem with the American supply chain and the rest of the world in general. Well, there's a thing here banning unvaxxed truckers from crossing the border. Well, they're just sitting there, the thousands of containers on ships off the coast of California waiting to be unloaded. And then, of course, they're going in and sitting at the border, not moving the trucks that bring it there. Thanks to misguided policies such as paying people not to work, regulatory hurdles to industry, and new COVID restrictions, the government and the Federal Reserve manipulation of the market, you have historic labor shortages, record inflation, widespread supply chain breakdowns. The craziness of it all, folks, that story is going to be on our email blast that you're going to get tomorrow. The descendants of a Native American tribes in the Northern California coast are reclaiming a bit of their heritage that includes ancient redwoods that have stood there since their ancestors walked the land. Save the Redwoods League plan to announce that it is transferring more than 500 acres on the Lost Coast in Mendocino County, 225 miles north of San Francisco, to the Intertribal Sinkione Wilderness Council. The group of 10 tribes that have inhabited the area for thousands of years are going to be responsible for protecting that land known as Fish Run Place. Priscilla Hunter, chairwoman of the Sinkione Council, said it's fitting they'll be caretakers of the land where her people were removed or forced to flee before the forest was largely stripped for timber. It's a real blessing, she said, of the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians. Healing for our ancestors. I know they're happy. This was given to us to protect. Gotta love that. Tom in Michigan, what say you, sir?
Well, you're talking about, the EMPs and, not being in the city. And Marjorie Wildcraft, no doubt, will be talking about how to nutritious food. The thing is you're going to miss all the fun, you know? Yeah, I'm in the big city myself. I'm not planning on going anywhere. I'm my age, there's probably no point anyways. But you don't seem at all worried that you're going to miss all the fun.
Yeah, no, I'm really not. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you move out into the rural areas of the state and not plunk yourself down in the major cities. Now, I'm not saying that you can't survive it. It just might be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, one problem with being born, though, you don't survive it, but, that said, I've been thinking about, what might be coming down the road, with the supply lines and things like that, and, different ways of, I get wool sweaters, okay? So I used to do some winter camping, and I read some books on it, and I learned that, cotton kills. If you wear, cotton next to your skin, it absorbs moisture, and, once that moisture gets in the cotton, how long it takes to dry cotton in the dryer, a long time. Wool, water just runs out of it and it doesn't stick to it. The nice thing about wool, though, is that odors don't seem to cling to it. Some of the synthetic wools, like the polypropylene wicking shirts and things like that, if I wear those one day next to my skin, they get pretty bad. But I got a wool sweater on, as underneath everything, and then cotton on top, which pulls the moisture out of the wool. And I keep my heat turned down, save a few bucks, but I stay nice and toasty like that, and they're over a wider range too. And I've worn wool sweater for 3-4 weeks, and it's like magic. It just doesn't appear to soak up odors. And
I haven't heard you say anything about getting a Mr. Rogers cardigan sweater, so it'll be a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Well, I like the ones with the little turtleneck, you know, and some of the wool you can get, some is real picky and some is nice and soft, you know, but I mean, you know, I think another part of, I think the bacteria on the skin kind of balance. You might talk to Marjorie Wildcraft about that, but yeah,
well, you might
even
talk
bacteria
to her because she's going to be here in the next hour. Yeah, she'll be here in the next hour, Tom. In the meantime, we have another interesting piece of news. Call back after the hour. You can talk to Marjorie yourself because we're going to be taking your phone calls. We appreciate you calling. We're almost up to the break now. Apple News is reporting Justice Stephen Breyer is expected to retire at the end of this Supreme Court term after serving more than 27 years. This is very disconcerting news, folks. And the reason it is because they're going to leave it up to Congress to appoint a Democratic replacement, which is going to shift the court even more liberal than it already is. Little food for thought there, folks. A UC Riverside News is reporting an astronomer and a group of eagle-eyed citizen scientists have discovered a giant gas planet hidden from view by typical stargazing tools. That's right, TO1-2180. They just found it. Marjorie Wildcraft will be with us after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. We welcome your phone calls in the next segment. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.